And honorable members, I want to declare this meeting official open. Before we start, honorable members, as I mentioned, that you are all welcome. Can we check from the secretary the apologies that we have for today's meeting?
Okay. Thanks, Chair. I've only received an apology from Honorable Mukwele. That's what only apology, Chair. Then.
Thank you very much. Honorable Chetty.
Thank you, Chair. Engelbert and Michael Akap will be joining us later. This is another committee meeting.
Thank you. Also, Honorable Timonya called me, said he's on his way. Come to join us today. Thanks. Can we proceed with our... Oh, there is the agenda. I think everybody has got an agenda in front of he or her. Can we adopt the agenda as it is, or is any proposal maybe to extend anything from the agenda? Add anything? Other Tetra?
I'd like to accept the agenda.
Thank you. Then, Mr. Wanda? Honorable Oliphant? Thank you very much, honourable member. We can proceed from our item number one. Item number one is consideration and adoption of progress reports on the executive undertakings made by the Minister of Environmental Affairs during questions and answering session of the NCOP on the 27th of October 2015. Honourable member, I don't know whether all of you do have documents in front of you. If yes, there is a draft of the Select Committee on the Petitions and Executive Undertakings on the Executive Undertakings made by the Minister of Environmental Affairs during the House sitting of the 27th October 2015. We have page 1, we have page 2, we have page 3, page 4, honourable members, page 5. In page 5 we have observations and findings. Give a little bit of time to read that, but I'm sure the members read that. If any query from the observation and key findings. Page 6. In page 6, honorable members, we have also recommendations. If there are any questions in this recommendation. Honourable member, if there is nothing, can I propose the adoption of this report? Honourable member, thank you. Honourable Tetra?
I propose the adoption of the report.
Thank you very much, honourable members. Is there any seconder from this? No, it's not the 2015.
Okay.
Yeah. You were there.
She was there.
Yeah.
The system was 2015.
But the The meeting.
The meeting.
You were there when we were talking.
February 2018.
Honorable one was present. Honorable Oliphant. Oh.
Yeah, I see now.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Honourable members, we can proceed to item number two. Item number two, honourable members, is also consideration and adoption of progress report on executive undertakings made by the Minister of Mineral Resources during the question time and answer.
Yes.
Sorry? Yes, sir. Point is taken, sir. Thank you very much, Osman. Thank you very much, Oliphant? Yes, ma'am.
It must be for all the committees because I'm happy if I see my name, if I was not in the meeting. But my name reflects that at least on that day, you also think about Oliphant and then it appears in the manager. Because it's not the first time that the Honorable, what the Honorable member is saying. I think the issue also was the Honorable Engelbrecht also said that day I put apology in and all that and all.
Mm.
Now if it doesn't help, even the apology can say Engelbrecht, no apology in the minutes, then we know what is happening. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Yes, but because in the minutes is reflecting, but it's not reflecting here in the document.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much. I understand that it's not taken. Not thank you. honorable members, let me repeat the item number two: consideration and adoption of progress report on the executive undertaking made by the Minister of Mineral Resources during the question and answer session of the NCOP on the 27th October 2015. Thank you very much, honourable members. We can go through that. This is a draft report of the Select Committee on the petitions and executive undertakings, on the executive undertakings made by the Minister of Mineral Resources during the House sitting on the 27th of October. Honourable members, can we go to page one? Yes.
I humbly.
This thing is not the same as the one that is already.
No, different minister. The one was the environmental affairs, now it's the mineral. It was undertaken by the different minister. Sorry?
This was done in 2015. How many years now that has been doing? That's why I'm just.
If it was 2015, but what's happening? If the ministers take an undertaking, we have to give that space whether they implement. They cannot implement within a year or 6 months. That's why we call them. That you took an undertaking in 2015. How far are you now? So it cannot be a sort of one-year thing to implement the things that he promised or she. Thank you. Page one. Yes, yes, sir.
Page two.
Page two. Thank you, thank you. Yes, yes.
I wanted to demand an apology.
An apology.
You know, because I'm saying, why you from the report? It's exactly the proceedings that took place.
Yes.
in a form of minutes. So you can't have it in the minutes capture. When you do the report, you just overlook it. It doesn't reflect well.
Okay.
I'm still maintaining, if there were apologies, can that be consistent?
Okay. Thank you, Honourable Tepper.
Now, on behalf of the committee and on behalf of the officials, let me convey this apology to you, Chairperson, because nobody has done this deliberately, but it was a mistake.
Not definitely. Thank you, our chief of our whip. Because really, I'm sure they thought that if this thing reflects from the minutes.
We thought that.
Thank you. Okay. Yes. 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 Okay. Okay. Page 3, honourable members. Progress report. Then page 4, honourable members, still a progress report. Page 5, honourable members, observations and key findings. Also in page 5, honourable members, there is also recommendations. Honourable members, is there anyone who can say this is the, can we adopt it, the report as it is? Or Honourable Wana? Thank you very much, Honourable Wana. Is there any...
Yes.
And yes, Honourable
Wana. Find out.
Yes.
Can you go to page 1?
Page 1, yes.
Item 5.
Come again?
Page 1, item 5.
Item 5.
Item
5. Eh? Item?
Item 5.
Subsection two.
Who's
that? The honorable one of us.
Where?
No. Can you tap on a meet? Sorry? Well, I think we're still dealing with the report here. In a yes, sir.
I'm not sure. That's what Honorable Ted is trying to establish. If one is not part of the meeting,
yes,
there's no way that you can come when you adopt the report and move for adoption of it to either setting because you're not part of that. I'm not sure whether in this case, this minute reflect the report. It is not linked to the report.
No. It's a different date and different date of the decision. And one was debating on this one. He was part of the of this with the minister. What? I don't understand what said is talking about. It was here in the report. One was present. We're talking about
was Wednesday, 13th of June.
Sorry? We're still dealing with the draft report on the Select Committee on Petition and Executive Undertakings by the Minister of Mineral Resources.
No,
we finished the Minister of Environmental Affairs. We're dealing with the Minister of Mineral Resources now. Now, yeah, okay. Honourable one was proposing the adoption of the resident seconder. Oh, Honourable Oliphant, seconded. Thank you very much. Thank you, Honourable members. Now we are going to adopt the minutes now. Say, minutes. Of the 13th of June 2018. Committee room E340, New Wing. Honourable member, can we go for page 1 of the minutes? I can say now there was an apology for Honorable One.
And
no, no
chair.
Thanks.
Yes.
I told you I'm ahead of my time.
Yeah.
Because we were discussing the issue about Mohammed's apology on page 2.
No. What?
I'm just telling you now.
Other member. What other Mohammed was correcting us? He said, if in the report, then the apology must be reflected. As much as it's going to be reflected in the minute, whatever document, it must reflect that he had an apology. Oh,
never,
welcome.
Never had
yeah. Exactly. Not necessary here.
Yeah,
then
you are
correcting that, Honorable Mohab. Yes, sir. welcome, Honorable Timwenye. Thank you, sir.
Can you talk to me?
I'll do my diva. Thank you, Honourable Members. Page 2. Yes, Honourable Holy Fan.
Sir, are we going first through the minutes?
Come again?
Are we first going through the minutes and then
adopt? No, no. If you, that's why I'm calling page 1. If you've got a problem in page 1, you can stop me, say there is a query. Page 2, yes, ma'am.
The oversight that we have brought out, because now this was like Ghana, that's it. So I just wanted to find out
what happened.
What happened? Because it's there, it's affecting our money.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
People to talk.
Thank you very much, Honourable Member. Honourable Members, as you are aware that you have been invited by Ghana, did you get a report? Did you report to the committee? I think we did report.
You thought I'd be invited, you never get
that. Yeah. Then our application was turned down. We don't know why. There is no reason. But we can see other members. We asked the chief whip yesterday when we went there. He said, did you invite her? He didn't come up with an answer. Lot of committees are going in and out. But ours was turned down. Thank you, Honourable Alphonse.
I was also wondering, because you see in this copy that reflects for the weekly things,
yes,
the NA and the NCOP. One committee is going to Singapore soon. And I was asking myself, what happened to us? Where did we go wrong?
Nothing.
So that is why... why? Because now I'm happy the 3 chairpersons of the committee are also here.
Well done, man.
And then now, because they failed you, are they going to fail the Honorable Mohapi and the Honorable Mutim? The 3 committees, are they saying no one is going nowhere?
Not. So I want to check, sexually, do we have anything in writing that turns our thing down?
No, no. But I'll check
the political
application.
I was just checking whether do we have any something in writing. Yes, yes.
Please, let's make this very professional. Chairperson, and we must go to the chairperson. Because it's him. He says we are not going anywhere else. He is still there.
Yeah. Okay. Wait, thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. I don't think if we need to get to go for a study tour, we need to go and back the Chair of Chairs. The only thing that we need to do is to write a letter and follow the right procedure. If you reject it, you must write a letter, reply on that letter that you have written. If there is a problem after that, we can intervene. But not going there and thank the chairperson for his work, I cannot do that.
Thank you. Adam Mohapi?
Welcome,
Mama.
ayinasifakwanga enanto. Oh, doctor, welcome, doctor. Thank you.
Then immediately after completing the minute, then we deal with this matter.
Thank you. Thank you. The problem. Thank you very much, honorable member. Thank you. We are in page 3 now. Page 3 of the minute. Page 4. There's the consideration of the Transkei Road Transport Corporation and Petition and Report. Page 5. Update on the proposed study visit on the Ghanaian Parliament. And then page 6. Honourable member or Honourable Olifan?
Chair, I don't know whether I'm fast.
Yeah.
I was moving.
Yeah.
Because all those things that I know of it.
Yes.
So I move for that object.
Thank you very much. Is there any seconder? Honourable Tedua, seconded. Thank you. Oh, sorry. Honourable Kimunyi.
I needed to come in on issues of substance regarding the minutes. I don't know if we've got a system to track what whether progress is done with the recommendations you have made. I'm talking on the issue of TRCT. I'm not sure if I can be assisted if we've got a system to track what has been done so far since the report was adopted with the recommendation. I know it cannot be part of this minute, but as a matter arising, I need to be educated as to how do we deal with those issues.
Okay.
I'm a little bit concerned with the situation whereby we'll deal with an issue, do a report, then we push it off our table and we no longer care what really happens, because especially on this issue of CCC, it's been dragging a long time and it's an issue that affects a lot of people.
Okay. Thank you, Honourable Mchimunyi, but the minutes is adopted. Can we just go for what is raised by Honourable Mchimunyi? I think I'll ask the officials just to give us the report, whether they get any joy or anything from the TRTC as far as that when we took the recommendation. Honourable Oliphant?
If you ask, you must ask them so that next week those issues must be in next week meeting minutes, so that we must not forget.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Doctor or Secretary, is there any progress report that you get it from TRTC, more so than TRTC?
Okay. thanks, Chair. Currently, we're still waiting for the Office of the House Chairperson to give us the date when the report will be tabled in the House. Then after that, it will be the table staff that will be taking control of the report, which then they will be updating the petition as what's happening.
But I think
Okay, sorry.
Yes,
Doc.
As Kukuyu say, what he's trying to say is that once it's been tabled in the report, it's technically a House report, so it's out of our hands. And then the table staff, these are the procedural officers, then they communicate the resolutions in the petition to the petitioner and other relevant stakeholders. And then they track whether or, you know, the progress that is being made. As regards the tracking mechanism, I'm not entirely sure what mechanism they're using, but I do believe that they have something in place, because they are able to then come back to the chairperson of the council and say nothing has been done insofar as this petition. And then a way forward is then taken.
Thank you. Mandov.
No, I'm covered for now, but I would like the committee officials to go and ask again. Because we take things as an account. Just put it there and file another paper on top of it. Just to shake them up.
Okay.
Chairperson, I thought you would brief what happened to Honourable Timothy, because we were in a committee where the people who were doing liquidation in the issue of the absences were in that meeting.
Mm.
The issue to me is that how far have you gone? Because there was an information that within the people who were liquidators, there's somebody who's now gone with the man and is staying out of the country. Now, to me, what has been sent by the two officials doesn't cover what we have been on the run, because we are given those people to come back and the treasurer to come back and tell us through that information what is the money that was collected by an innocent young or the Tolton Stondon between those two companies who are international auditors. But when you listen now, the two officials, I there's no way that they are talking about that. And the content advisor should have tell us, because allowed analysis on that particular issue, but how far did they go to those people who are heavy authority?
You know, we are a committee. As a committee, we sit down, and as you said, so we said there must be investigation, that we tell them that, but they can't do it themselves. They have to take that recommendation that we have to the committee, which I don't know which committee in this institution. It's that committee who can take that to the house. It must not ask to do that. It's the house to do that. That's why we have to table the thing and give them, if you need a time frame of 30 days, it should be tabled before. Yes, but.
How far did the officials, all of those issues, when we're in a meeting like this? That's my question. I'm not asking a dead man.
Yeah.
I'm asking because the issue was there.
Now I understand what then procedures would have been taken after the report has been tabled in the house. But still, it boils down to the issues of the internal protocols of this committee as to how do we deal with the issues, because it will always have a way of coming back to us, and at the end of the day, this committee will always suffer credibility crisis all the time. Because if we go out to the Eastern Cape, having had a hearing on this matter, going on another matter, the same committee, it is us who will be attacked by the communities there. I don't know how do we deal with that. I understand now that it's not in their hands, the tabling office that deals with those issues. But then how do we then be able, as members of this committee or as public representative in general, to explain ourselves in case we are confronted with cases around this matter? Because we have just submitted the report, it became a house report, and then it gets to the tabling office, and the tabling office deals with the issues of following up and whether or communicating with stakeholders and petitioners. But then what becomes of us in terms of being updated with regard to the information on the petition that we shall have processed as a committee?
Thank you.
Jefferson, if you recall that sometimes like we were talking about the tracking system that we can develop in that cluster, not only with the petitions. And I think we're discussing this matter when we're also dealing with follow-ups on whether Section 139 is yielding results or not. And that's where we also said on our Mutimunye application of Rule 91 is also of paramount importance. That is why we even said it must be consistent across all committees, where the chair would always have someone from the committee following up on issues, whether they've been properly executed or not. Because whether you like it or not, there are deficiencies, correctly said, in terms of the systems in place. But it's for us to improvise and ensure that ultimately, as chairs, we also take it upon ourselves that we follow up. You know, I was listening yesterday when the minister was saying in Northwest a blanket statement that Section 139 did not yield results. But if you go and check, when we went to Madibe, just to cite an example, we're dealing with Section 139 1B, specifically dealing with issues of water.
have we checked whether water challenges have been resolved? That is where our role as the committee in terms of making follow-ups comes into fold. You'll recall with regard to dissolution of Ngaka Modiri Molema in terms of Section 1391C, have we followed up based on the rationale behind the decisions? So I'm saying equally, we have the responsibility as chairs from time to time to try and track wherever there's progress. But we said we'll do that. If it's in Free State, the chair can always locate for a relevant honorable member of the committee from Free State, then you follow up on issues. If it's Mpumalanga, like in your case, just to set an example, the chair of the committee has got an obligation in terms of Rule 91 to track whether things are being executed. Otherwise, with regard to the deficiencies, it's not something that you can resolve overnight. But we did pick it up. That is a challenge, honestly speaking. We resolve in the NCOP after making recommendations of the committee, but it's for us as the committee not to fold hands and ensure that we follow up on those recommendations or resolutions of NCOP.
Thank you, Honourable Mohapi. It's exactly, it's not even our committee on it. You heard when we had a caucus, all chairperson of the committees, the all of committees, they also have a problem of things not putting in the ITC, taking long 2 years. For instance, and again, make an example of a case of Mamufuzan, and it was taken out without any reason. It's the third month of it. It's an old a petition of 2014. And yesterday we went to the chief whip, and I spoke to the chief. He doesn't know where, why the chairperson was taken out of that thing. And I wrote a letter to the chair of chair to try to check where is this thing. And he said, no, it was taken by the chairperson. And I resubmitted that. Even till today, the chairperson doesn't explain to the committee. But I had that one of our members stop that thing without consulting the committee. Honorable Engelberg, wish she was here. She tried to stop this thing. She stopped three, which was approved by the committee. I don't know why she was entertained as individual from the committee. I don't understand. Even today, the case of Mamufuzani, she was there on the 5th minute before I tabled, and the chief would stand up and said, no, it's withdrawn for no good reason. When I asked chief why, no good reason, said the chairperson, said it must be withdrawn. This is the 4th or 5th month now. So there are a lot of problems in that side. And we tried as chairs to face the chair of chairs, face the, yesterday we had a meeting with the chief whip. The chief whip doesn't know, he said he's going to speak to the chairperson. So there are those things. It's not with the official, it's with the political or whatever who is running that office. I don't know who's in charge, but I think the chair of chairs supposed to be in charge. The chief whip supposed to be in charge. Those are the people who can make sure that everything is putting in the ATC. Thank you very much, Chair. Honourable Member, is there anything? If not, I think we... Oh, thank you very much, Honourable Mohapi.
Chairperson, I'm not sure. I might not be relevant to the issue. I just want to check. Last time we were in Free State, and there was an indication from my side that we don't have a petition in the Free State. Can it be confirmed, please? Because I know there's a petition of Tumahole of informal settlements, but the report that I got was that there's no petition. So I just want to verify that information, because the indication was that the officials, the first two officials, indicated that there's no petitions in Free State. That is why we went to Eastern Cape.
Then, in the First State?
They write the Tumahole petition, but we took a decision that we were going to refer it to local government. Remember, we took a decision that we're going to refer the bulk of it, because we won't have time to consider all the petitions.
Yeah. No, we took a petition. It was us in our meeting. We agreed that those petitions that we can refer, let's refer it, not keep piling petitions without anything. We agreed on that, and the whole committee was behind that other petitions. if we find that this petition we can refer to back to local government or to a second member. Thank you very much.
Chairperson, was it referred then? I'm the chairperson of COCTA. I'm the chairperson of COCTA.
No, it was not referred to COCTA. It was referred back to local government, the Department of Local Government. For resolution.
Because we agreed that other petitions, they just come to us without start going to the relevant, let's say they just come to the national. We agreed on that. We need to refer before.
Chairperson, can I finish with the minutes of that meeting where it was resolved that petition of Tumaule in particular would refer to COCTA?
Not Tuma, not only Tumaule.
No. Am I not addressing the chairperson?
Okay.
I am saying, chairperson, can I be finished
yes.
with the minutes that states categorically that we have said in particular Tumaule should be referred to the department. Because I'm saying if you are referring it to the department, I'm the chairperson of COCTA. I need to be taken on board.
Can you connect? We're finished. We agreed that petitions he said petitions that need to be referred to back to other. We didn't say certain petitions. And take the Tuma hand only. So I don't know if you understand that.
Listen, my apologies. I just want to establish, Chairperson, with due respect.
Yeah.
You know, when you talk about petitions, who makes a determination that this one must be referred? It can't be the officials. It needs to be the committee. Because you need to look at the merits of the petition. You need to look at the feasibility of the petition. So I just want to establish who has decided that in particular the informal settlements of Tumaule petition should be referred to COCTA. Who has decided?
Lord Mteta. Sorry, before you, Lord Mteta. Doctor, you are the first person. Let's give Dr. Mteta.
Thank you.
Sorry? No. You want to hear what one says.
If Brenda Fassi were here, he would say iPhone rule, and it is just it's straight in the spirit of teamwork. The Honorable is from the Free State. Really, anything that, because the Free State people are looking up to him. If things will affect Limpopo, I am here and I'm kept uninformed. It says I'm not doing my work. So I think the Honorable Member really is in order. Is in order to say, can I have the record? So that he takes the responsibility for which he has come here. I don't think he is asking too much. What is asking for is very logical. Thank you.
Honorable Timu.
In order for us to have a uniformed approach, I'm afraid now we're really very general on issues. We have exhausted our agenda, but I think we're engaging on issues that are very important to the well-being of the committee. But to have a uniformed approach, I don't know how you operated previously. I would have thought that perhaps the Secretariat will submit a progress report in a form of a spreadsheet as to how many petitions were dealt with in this quarter and what is the progress on each petition and what are the issues. Just a small summary of issues on all the petitions that would have been processed by the committee. And then it will then assist members to be updated. Then I will pick and choose those that are relevant to my province if necessary and so on and so on.
Thank you,
Chairperson. I wanted to say, I still recall when we were discussing this matter. I think the only thing that we need to do, let's get the minutes. Secretary, can you retrieve the minutes? And bear in mind that Honorable Mahathir was sick for a long time. So the meeting were in progress at that time. But there's nothing wrong to get the minute and give it to happen.
Thank you very much. And also I would like to tell what Honorable Timon is saying, that if he can give us the list of those petitions that are referred back. And also in our threat meeting, they were also proposed, even from the office of the chairperson, that they must not bring, that's why we had in this committee, we need a petition office whereby not submitting everything that they can screen the petitions before it comes to the committee. Because other petitions will find that those petitions are not supposed to come to this committee. They're supposed to be screened, and we agreed with the office of the chairperson on that. Thank you, sir. Yes. Oh, no, okay. Actually, I'm just talking about the institution. The institution must create an office whereby they were dealing with the petitions office. Because I think it's the chairperson, because we're dealing with in the administration, we're dealing with the advocate Pindela. Yes. Yes.
Am I protected?
Yes, you're protected.
And otherwise I'm going to protect myself.
No, sir, you are protected.
Chairperson, specifically on this matter, you know, at times you can take it light. Honorable Mutimunye, at some stage, as a result of this deficiency that you are discussing, this committee was held on hostage in Northwest. You know? Because the petitioners were feeling that they've long submitted their petition. And I'm saying, you see this attitude, we're going to experience the same problem, would be in Free State, that Tumahole residents would come and invade our meeting. It is then that we'd realize that we have an obligation of serving the people and not deferring issues simply because there's a workload. You know, with regard to the tracking system, we did discuss that length. You know what we said on our Mutimunye? We said as soon as you have petitions, because you have a backlog, what we need to do, we need to track the previous petitions and the current, strike a balance. Those that are old should also be brought forth. Those that are current should also be attended to. And we even said, let's have something like a quota. It's not happening, hence you are seated with this problem. So I am saying, last time I said we are in Free State, we don't have adequate time of traveling, rather than seeing the committee traveling a lot of time than working. When we go to Free State, to cite an example, let's focus to Free State. Hence, your committee, even itself, you'd recall, Honorable Mutimunye, you wanted to deal with a particular province. But unfortunately, in fact, it was my committee. We were supposed to go to Gauteng. But because you directed and say you wanted to go and address the issue of theft, stock theft in the Free State, what we did, we compromised and ensured that we go direct to Free State. But unfortunately, when I asked the Honorable Chairperson of Petitions to say, Honorable Chairperson, we can't do two provinces because we made a principal decision that it is more of time consuming. It did not happen. And I'm raising this thing because whether we like it or not, we will forever be having backlog of petitions because we don't have a strategic approach. My humble request once again, can I be finished with the minutes as agreed so that I can be able to make follow up on the issue of Tumahole, please?
Adam Timonye?
Yes, sir.
suppose that we'll solve this problem. I think if we agree to the fact that minister should be supplied to Honorable Mohabi,
yes,
as requested. But this dilemma that we're in, we find ourselves in, makes even a more compelling case for our study tour at this committee. Perhaps we need to go back to the chief with all the powers that be in the institution, even to motivate our case even more. So it makes our case very strong on the study tour as petitions committee. And two, what is that second point now? Can I leave it? It's left in my mind. Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you, Honourable Members. I think Honourable Mahathir will be finished with him minutes of the committee, also the flood plan that we had, and we all agreed on that flood plan. How are we going to deal with that? Thank you.
Mama Oliphant, please.
Mama Oliphant?
Hey, I don't know, because
you go only that side. You study that side. You don't study us. Next time we must say in one place all of us to see us. Hey, I was in the petitions issue of this forgettable petitions and all that. People see our weakness from outside. We need, as a parliament, this is the last resort. Because parliament must show the people that petitions, we are there. This, we are there. This, we are there. And that is why you see, when we go on oversight and we, those things are coming out. They are sitting in boxes, getting dust in parliament. People don't believe, people won't take our parliament serious. And petitions is the push of all the things.
Can I, is Mama Elephant, maybe you don't understand this. We didn't go to Free State. We went to the Eastern Cape. The issue, we were there. But we're not in the Free State. But you
said I talk about the whole 9 points.
But Mama, we don't go out as petitioners.
Point
of
order.
We do.
Then.
Point of order.
Then.
Point of order.
Yes, Mama.
Jefferson, don't react.
No, I'm not reacting.
You are reacting, hence you are interjecting us. I am saying, if you are listening to Honorable Oliphant, she is more concerned about the operations of the committee.
Yes.
And it's healthy, Honorable Chairperson, if we criticize ourselves.
That's good.
And what Honorable Oliphant is trying to show us is exactly what I was saying. There are times, as and when we take decisions, we must look at their far-reaching implications. One example that I made, you were held on hostage, your good self, you were there in Northwest. When the communities were saying you are not going anywhere up until you resolve our problem.
Yeah.
I'm saying Parliament will be going to Free State on taking Parliament to the people report back.
Mm-hmm.
Possibilities might be, Chairperson, you'll get embarrassed if we get there and our communities are coming out and do picketing on issues that they've long raised. This is exactly what Mama Oliphant is trying to caution us. And I'm saying it should be taken in that spirit that it's healthy if we criticize ourselves for the sake of improving. There's no perfect committee. Even my committee itself has got its own weaknesses, including the committee of Honorable Mutimunye. But what we are trying to do is to say, how best can we improve in terms of ensuring that we are responsive to issues that are raised by our community. So I'm saying that should be the spirit, not necessarily to react on inputs that are made by people.
No, I'm not reacting. I'm telling the truth. Because the truth is that we are there together as the cluster committee. The issue here is that I didn't go to Free State. I went to Eastern Cape. That's the issue. But we are going as a cluster. No one, if the petition is, if we are going out, we are going out as the cluster. Not say the petition is not there. We are there, three of us. Yes, Mama.
Chairperson,
I'm sure as the leadership of this cluster, we are raising issues that are going to assist us going forward. That's one. Secondly, I'm raising this because the WIB cannot say discussing strategic issues, talk to yourself and you walk out. I'm raising an issue. I'm a very disciplinary of the left. Lastly, we said chairpersons must go and talk straight to the chair of chairs because it's the person who didn't allow us the Comrade Mutimu to go to Uganda in terms of studies. So now I still maintain the chairpersons, please try and clarify this issue of this study talk. Because if this committee needs an extension official, that must be discussed. That must be discussed. Because, for instance, because I will always complain because the experience I'm coming from, I was in ECDC as an official. An official, the only thing is to do the follow-up with the computer, with the email, and print it in a certain meeting. After this meeting, we write this letter in this date. We didn't get the information back in this date. But the other, because the petition is an issue, is dealing with the people. When you deal with the people, it's different when we deal with an asset. We are going to take this asset and put it there, and take this asset and put it there. It's different. But if you talk about the people who are frustrated and try and tell us their frustration, we need to be very united front going forward. Thank you.
Yes, okay.
Honourable Chairperson, can I suggest that we conclude the meeting, then you close the meeting, then we have 30 focus on the pillar to give a context on our resolution of this.
Okay, yes, please.
Yes.
Thank you very much, honourable member. Yes, the meeting is adjourned. Thank you very much. Yes. With caucus with the committee members or caucus with the...
You email them to me.